call to order the Economic Development Committee meeting for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. It is 6 o'clock. Myself, Alderman Terulis, Alderman Transier, and Alderman Clocher is on Zoom. We also have staff present. So, citizens' comments, none in the room, none online. Minutes for approval or correction from November 6th.
Good.
All right, take those as approved, or as presented. New business, EDC 2024-81 building permit report for October 24.
All right, in October we issued 115 building permits, 15 single family detached homes, no attached, and no multifamily. There's also eight commercial permits issued in there.
Questions, comments? EDC 2024-82 building inspection report for October 24.
All right, in October we did 693 inspections. Vast majority of them were single family detached, but there's also a lot in the multifamily that's going up in Grand Reserve.
Questions, comments? All right, informational. EDC 2024-83 property maintenance report for October 24.
In October, we heard two cases before the hearing officers. The standout one would have been 555 Bluestem. That was found liable, and they were fined $4,500 for their weeds and grass issues. I'm sure Alderman Trulis remembers this is a problem property that has been a problem for about 4 years now. So the hearing officers finally stated to us that they're done monkeying around with it, and they're going to start finding them every time they come before us. That's what they said last time, so we'll continue to proceed with the city's process and hopefully get compliance sometime in the future.
Questions, comments? Informational. All right, EDC 2024-84, Economic Development Report for November of 24.
Okay, we have a report in front of you. I just want to make a couple of comments. AID has made progress with the Department of Mental Health and Department of Health and Family Services, and are now doing some of their operation out of Saravanos Drive. So that was a big thing because it's taken them a long time to get all those approvals. But they're permanently going to operate out of both locations in Yorkville. They've decided that they're going to keep that one on North Bridge Street and be doing some things out of there and some things out of Saravanos. Who is not having luck with DCFS is Children's Courtyard. They still haven't gotten approved. So they're hoping that it will be able to get open in new year, but they can't do anything. Their hands are completely tied. So we just wanted to point those two things out. Everything else is kind of speaks for itself. Do we have any questions?
Questions, comments? Thank you. Again, informational. Next item, EDC 2024-85 ordinance approving amendment to the Yorkville United Development Ordinance regarding fence standards.
Yes, so there's a request to amend section 10.5.5 fences in the UDO, specifically the permitted materials in residential areas. So the proposed amendment would allow for vinyl-coated chain-link fences to be a permitted material in the side and rear yards only in residential districts, whereas now it's only in non-residential districts. And this came about because the city's community development department has been receiving a lot of inquiries from residents requesting that they can have vinyl-coated chain-link fences on their property. And then referring back to the city's 2015 zoning ordinance, vinyl coated chain link was a permitted material in the side and rear yard only. So therefore residents are strongly urging that the city consider reverting the ordinance back to allow the vinyl coated chain link on the side and rear yards. In the summer of 2019, the city began updating its UDO, and to support the effort, the UDO Advisory Committee was formed. And during the December 9th, 2021 UDO Advisory Committee meeting, the committee reviewed Chapter 5 development standards, which included fencing regulations. And the committee unanimously agreed that plastic-coated or plastic-strip chain-link fences should not be allowed in residential areas, but that the existing fences using these materials would be grandfathered in until replacement was necessary. Therefore, vinyl-coated chain-link was removed as a permitted material in residential districts, and it was changed to only be allowed in the side and rear yard of properties in non-residential districts. And then this was adopted in the updated UDO in January of 2024. And the proposed text amendment can be found in the memo. All we are doing is changing the parentheses to say rear and side yard only in all zoning districts. And lastly, staff supports the proposed text amendment due to the influx of calls from residents. It'll address the ongoing resident request to revert to the city's 2015 zoning ordinance standards, and then allowing the vinyl-coated chain-link fence will not impact the public health, safety, or general welfare of city residents. And the text amendment is scheduled for a public hearing before the PZC on December 11th, 2024.
Yes. Joe, do you have comments on this one?
No, I'm fine with it. I think it was just one of those things that, you know, because it was such a long time, nobody really kind of realized that it changed, and so we'll just change it back now.
I know two of the five committee members from the UDO are actually in this meeting right now. Dan and I sat on this one, and Saber, I think, don't know what your preference might be. Just one question for staff. When we say a lot of requests, how many is a lot?
We've gotten around 5 to 10. One was more outstanding considering it was like a back and forth, and we ended up granting, I think her name was Mary.
We were required to issue the permit pending this text amendment.
You were required to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Under what basis?
Well, the city administrator directed us to issue the permit.
In violation of the code. Okay, you don't have to respond because that's fine. I want to get some bearings here. 5 to 10 is a big difference. You know, this went through the UDO committee. There was a public hearing, went to city council. There were deliberations, discussions, and it was approved by council. But also the recommendation from the UDO was unanimous, 5-0. So I struggle with this a little bit because this has been a very long process. The public had ample opportunities to discuss this, to come to the city council, to be on Zoom meetings. We made it very easy to write in comments. And the fact that we are approving after the fact in violation of the current code approvals of this, it's kind of shocking. The fact that this is already slated to be on a PZC meeting next week is shocking, as it's supposed to come through a certain specific process. I'm going to open up, you know.
I'm opposed to it. I mean, for the very same reasons I think you just pointed out, that it went through a review process, umpteen different groups looking at it. There was a public here. Why are we wasting our time for five people?
Dan?
I agree. I think we talked about the vinyl coated chain link being more appropriate in industrial and those type of areas where we specifically allowed it to be. We did talk about why we didn't want it in residential areas, because they're unsafe. And I don't have any problem with the way you guys issued the permit now, but in the future, I think, can they still apply for a variance or a special use if they want?
Special use wouldn't apply. A variance could, but I don't think they would meet the standards for a variance.
Okay.
It would have to be something unique about the property that wouldn't affect other parcels similarly zoned.
Right. Because wasn't there a property that came up in the older part of town
The heavily wooded property.
Right.
Yes, so it was unique in where the house was situated. Yeah.
And so they were approved for the vinyl coated chain link, right?
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was vinyl coated. If I'm thinking about the same one, I can go back and.
Yeah, it was this odd shaped parcel.
Yeah, it was.
Woody.
It was a fence in front of the. It would be the front facade of the building.
Okay.
They were allowed a chain link fence because during that time, chain link fences were permitted.
Right, but there was a method for which this specific property owner was able to get the fence they wanted, even though it ran afoul of the code.
Correct.
Right, so I think that would be the best way to do it on a case by case basis to see if that type of situation would arise. But I think you're right. We deliberated the fences over an extended period of time, and we found that we didn't like the vinyl coated chain link fences for residential properties. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any problem if you want to put it up to the full city council and vote on it.
But we gave an exception for the rear yard. That was what was in there, is the rear yard.
No, not for residential.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's not allowed at all.
Not
in the
law. That's right. Okay. Not allowed at all.
Correct.
But yes, chain link on
non-residential, so businesses. Or manufacturing.
Right.
Or
with restrictions. And
because that's where it would be more, you'd be more likely to find it in that type of area.
Yes.
The chain link fences. I don't know too many people have them in the residential property.
There are several
the older
in the
areas
older part
right.
of town.
Yeah.
Right.
But they were in there, they've been in there for 30 years.
Yeah, and that now they're in need of repair, so they're coming in for the permit and then being told, now you have to change the entire fence type. You can't do a section of repair on this particular fence. If it's torn down, you got to now meet the current standard. So that's where the pushback has come. And Sarah rightly has had about 5 or 10 calls, but before Sarah started in earnest, I had several calls, and I wouldn't say greater than 20, but greater than 10 about the change and how this would affect their parcel.
So we've had calls that we've had applications.
Yeah, we've denied. Yes, we've had to deny.
How many applications have come in? There's a difference.
I'd say about a handful.
I know at least 3, 100%.
Right,
of them.
About a handful.
That were, we denied.
I'd be much more inclined to change the language to allow people to repair the pre-existing fences.
So they can to a certain degree, but if it is a large section
a certain
offense,
percentage of it,
then
you have to tear it
then
down.
You have
building code requires permit if they remove from the 4 sections, and the ICC determines a section by 2 indeterminate bracing panels.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a section. Just
right. There's ways that they can repair it.
Well, yeah, but we can't issue a permit. So, for example, if there's storm damage,
mm-hmm.
like we had a lot of that in over by your area, Chris, when the microburst came through. Anything more than 4 panels, we had to require a permit. Well, we can require it for less. And the insurance companies require us to get them to get a permit no matter what. But in that case, if anything more than 4 panels is damaged, we'd have to tell them, hey, you can't reinstall this material. He has to, So.
And so this is going to, be very frank, regardless of what the comments are here at this committee, it's going to PZC.
Because staff has the right to initiate text amendments, so it does not have to originate with the committee.
So, this will go to PZC, and we'll deliberate this one again.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how many people show up clamoring for vinyl-coated chain link fences.
It's hard to, unless they read the paper, they're not going to know specifically, unless we do...
Can
Maybe
I ask a
social
question?
Media?
Does staff engage the people who have inquired about an upcoming meeting of this sort?
We can. We have not necessarily in the past, unless someone had a permit pending,
mm-hmm.
we can definitely do that, and we've definitely told people in the past, but we can reach out to people that have been denied permits.
And I don't want to sway either which way. I'm not saying don't do it, but... I don't want to change protocol necessarily from
it
what you have done.
Typically, not there.
So, I'm not trying to sway. That'll be very clear. But.
Just as an FYI, Cimarron Ridge,
mm-hmm.
by and you, that the covenants in that neighborhood requires vinyl coated chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
No
wooden fences are allowed or any other type. But the homeowner association is relatively defunct there, so people just do whatever they want. We had one homeowner call me and speak to me, and they wanted to put in, they wanted to follow the covenants to the letter. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I said, honestly, this is the city's rules right now. You can do whatever style fence fits our ordinances. We don't, well, what about the homeowners? We don't, A, we don't concern ourselves with that. That's not our aspect. But I said, I lived in Cimarron Ridge. There is no homeowners association, but you still sign the covenants when you move in there. So technically, if they ever were to reform, you know, just, I know that's your word, so that.
Was.
Was. Yeah, I guess it's not anymore.
That one got carpet.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, formerly your word.
I still care about that area, though. All right. So we'll hear that one up at the council. Next item is EDC 2024-86. Ordinance approving amendment to an intergovernmental cooperative agreement between the United States of Yorkville, Tennessee County, and the City of Plano governing the reconstruction of Beltman Road.
So this was brought to us because the county actually got a grant for the work on this. We have never made payment on our portion. Plano has made payment on their portion. The cost has now gone down because we have received a grant, so we are looking to be memorialized in the cost that we would owe to the county for the work. And it's actually a recapture.
Right. And the fees are not paid until development occurs.
Final plat.
Or final plat? Okay. Plat. So that's there. I knew there was a trigger somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we as a city are just on the hook for it. It's,
and the city would not be paying it. It would be the developer.
Yes.
Along El Domain who final plat. So this came about as far as the Hageman parcel, which had boundaries along El Domain Road. So the recapture at that time was about $340 a linear foot. Now it's about $160.
So that grant is generally capped the cost of
right, the right. Because our portion was about $3 million, mm-hmm. and now it's been reduced to about.
Does the agreement have a sunset for the recapture? It's a recapture, but
well,
since
most agreements we enter are 20 years, and this was in 2011,
mm-hmm.
so we've got a little bit of time
okay.
left on this.
So, anybody have issues with reducing the amount that's actually due? So that will move that to, anybody object to consent? City Council? That's easy. All right. We have no old business. Any additional business? Go. All right. Hearing none, we can adjourn at 6:18.